Yes, indeed. It's this year's best-selling singles as compiled for the BBC by the British Market Research Bureau. Starting off with The Human League in the 1981 best-selling singles chart at...
Number 33.
Number three for 1 week in August. That's The Human League and Love Action. Welcome along. Tony Blackburn here. My final top 40 with you, regretfully. But we're going to make it a real goodie. And during the next 2 hours, you'll be hearing no less than 16 number ones of last year. Imagination didn't go to number one, but spent 1 week at number four in July. And in the best-selling charts, it's at...
Number 32.
There it is, that's Body Talk at number 32, and that of course comes from Imagination. Here's a song which was made a hit because of the TV show Crossroads, which Kate Robbins was appearing in at the time. In the best-selling singles of 1981, it appears at
number 31.
More than
Unfortunately, the follow-up records just didn't make it, but Kate Robbins and Beyond had a lot of success with that. Number one, that was number two, actually, for 1 week in June. Silly me. That's called More Than In Love. 13 and a half minutes past 5 o'clock.
Radio 1, good afternoon.
On we go into the top 30 best-selling singles of 1981, and the Electric Light Orchestra are at...
Number 30.
For 1 week in September, Electric Light Orchestra at number 30, Hold On Tight. Coast to Coast are at
number 29.
Hey! You don't know how to- everything you're out of luck. Shift your feet begin, twist around, around. Then you start to twist it in, move it all around. Wriggle like a snake, a wally like a duck. But that's when you do, when you do the Huckleberry.
Number 5 for 2 weeks in March of last year, and that's at number 29, Coast to Coast Do the Hucklebuck. And what a year it's been for Adam and the Ants. In January, they spent 2 weeks at number 2 with Ant Music, and in the best-selling singles charts, they're at...
Number 28.
Number 28, Adam and the Ants and Ant Music. Let's move to June and July, and Bad Manners has spent 4 weeks at number 3 with Can Can, and they're at...
Number 27.
We'll be right back. At number 27, Bad Manners and Can Can. Bad Manners, who incidentally had a single in last year's best-selling single chart, in fact, 1980s. Orchestral Maneuvers in the Dark are at
number 26.
Three for 1 week in September, Orchestral Maneuvers in the Dark, Souvenir, at number 26 in the 1981 best-selling singles charts. Well, last year was certainly the year of the medley record, and here's one of the most unusual, the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra at
number 25.
when they begin, they begin. Quiero sentir las cosas de siempre. Quiero saber si tú aún me quieres. Quiero volver a empezar. When they begin, they begin. Quiero saber qué fue de tu vida. Quiero saber si todo se olvida para volver a empezar. Yo que siempre jugué con tu amor hasta el final, y seguro yo estaba que tú aún me querías. Hoy al ver que ya todo acabó, que no daría para volver a empezar. Día a día te hacías querer un poco más. ¿Quién me iba a decir que una vez te perdería? Y hoy al verme tan solo sin ti, que no daría para volver a empezar. When they begin, they begin. Quiero sentir las cosas de siempre. Quiero saber si tú aún me quieres para volver a empezar. Yo que siempre jugué con tu amor hasta el final, y seguro hoy al ver que ya todo acabó, que no daría para volver a empezar. Día a día te hacías querer un poco más. ¿Quién me iba a decir que una vez te perdí? Y hoy al verme tan solo sin ti, que no daría para volver a empezar. Yo que siempre jugué con tu amor.
Number one for 1 week, last month, December. Julio Iglesias and Begin the Beginning. If you just join us, Tony Blackburn here with the 1981 best-selling single charts right here on Rather a proud moment now, because Ennio Morricone on BBC Records is at
number 23.
Thank you.
Ennio Morricone and Kimai, the theme tune from The Life and Times of Lloyd George. Number two for 2 weeks in April 1981, of course, and that stands at number 23. If that had got to number one, perhaps we wouldn't have had to put the license fee up. Anika is at...
Number 22.
Number one for 1 week in August. And that stands at number 22, Anika and Japanese Boy. Kim Wilde is 1981 bestseller.
Number 21.
Number 21, Kids in America from Kim Wilde. Well, we started at number 33, but let's give you a rundown of positions 40 through to 21 in the best-selling singles charts of 1981. Number 40, Kings of the Wild Frontier, Adam and the Ants. 39, Happy Birthday, Stevie Wonder. 38, Under Your Thumb, Godly and Cream. 37, Going Back to My Roots, Odyssey. 36, In the Air Tonight, Phil Collins. 35, Lately, Stevie Wonder. 34, Stars on 45, Volume 2, Star Sound. 33, Love Action, The Human League. 32, Body Talk, Imagination. 31, More Than in Love, Kate Robbins and Beyond. Number 30, Hold On Tight, Electric Light Orchestra. 29, Do the Hucklebuck, Coast to Coast. 28, Ant Music, that comes from Adam and the Ants. 27, Can-Can, Bad Manners. 26, Souvenir, Orchestral Maneuvers in the Dark. Number 25, Hooked on Classics, Royal Philharmonic Orchestra. 24, Begin the Begin, Julio Iglesias. Number 23, Kimai, Ennio Morricone. At 22, Japanese Boy, Anika. At number 21, the one you just heard, Kids in America, Kim Wilde. On we go, and Roxy Music are at...
Number 20.
I was dreaming of the past, and my heart beating fast, I began to lose control. I began to lose control. I didn't mean to hurt you. I'm sorry that I made you cry. I didn't mean to hurt you. I'm just a disguise. I was feeling insecure. You might not love me anymore. I was shivering inside. I was shivering inside. Just a jealous guy.
Thank you.
2 weeks at number one in March, that's Roxy Music and Jealous Guy at number 20 in the 1981 best-selling singles chart. And incidentally, except for 3 weeks when Joe Dolce was at number one, John Lennon's song was at number one from the beginning of 1981 until the end of March. Talking about John Lennon, Imagine is at
number 19.
Beautiful song. John Lennon, Imagine, at number 19 and 4 weeks at number one in January 1981.